It was an emotional night Monday for the Siena men's basketball team at Times Union Center. With 12 minutes and 6 seconds left, the Saints were trailing by 13 points until junior guard Evan Himes sparked a 22-0 run that helped the Saints rally to beat Fordham 79-69 before a crowd of 6,131. Meanwhile, this afternoon, UAlbany will face an uphill battle against Pitt. In top 25 college hoops, number 6 Oklahoma State beat Robert Morris 92-66. Ninth-ranked Baylor defeated Oral Roberts 81-55. Number 16 Kansas topped Toledo 93-83, and San Francisco fell to number 24 Gonzaga 69-41. In the NBA, LeBron James returned from a groin injury to score 26 points on his 29th birthday as the Miami Heat beat the Nuggets 97-94 in Denver. Washington 106, Detroit 99, Chicago beat Memphis 95-91, Dallas took Minnesota 198, New Orleans defeated Portland 110-108, Utah knocked off Charlotte 83-80, and it was Phoenix over the Clippers 107-88. Yesterday was Black Monday in the NFL, and 4 coaches are losing their jobs. Washington's Mike Shanahan, Detroit's Jim Schwartz, Minnesota's Leslie Frazier, and Tampa Bay's Greg Schiano were all dismissed. In college football action, number 10 Oregon destroyed Texas 37 at the Alamo Bowl, and Texas Tech defeated number 16 Arizona State 37-23 at the Holiday Bowl. Checking news on the ice, Ottawa beat Washington 3-1. It was Nashville over Detroit 6-4. Chicago blanked Los Angeles 1-0, and Philadelphia defeated Vancouver 4-3 in a shootout. Finally, doctors in France say racing car legend Michael Schumacher isn't out of danger but is showing surprising improvement as they continue to treat him for the severe head injury he suffered Sunday while skiing. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.